Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 21st. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be partly sunny with a high of 89 degrees and a low of 71. In our top story, North Carolina has reported nearly 6,000 new COVID-19 cases in the past week, but new case rates in most parts of the triangle are low compared to the rest of the state. Health officials say the statewide rise in cases is due to the Delta variant, a more transmissible and possibly more deadly form of the coronavirus. These new cases are largely seen in those who aren't vaccinated. Vaccine rates in most of the triangle are higher than the statewide average, and as a result, the spread is lower. Wake County said its main strategy is vaccination outreach and encouraging people to get tested. In other coronavirus news, North Carolina is starting to provide free COVID vaccines for people who can't leave their homes. The state has set up a hotline for people to sign up to get the vaccine. Officials say it will help people who can't reach a doctor's office or vaccination site due to health issues, age, or other reasons. Across the state, 59% of adults in North Carolina are partially vaccinated while 56% are fully protected. In Raleigh, the sunflowers at Dix Park and the North Carolina Museum of Art are about to reach their peak. The sunflower fields at both parks are open after access was limited last summer because of the pandemic. As the sunflowers begin to reach full bloom, visitors to both parks can enjoy access to more than 8 acres of bright yellow fields. The sunflowers at Dix Park will finish blooming this week and stay in bloom for another 1 to 2 weeks. Visitors have longer to view the sunflowers at the museum. The flowers are 2 to 3 weeks away from being in full bloom and will stay in bloom into September. Check out our guide at newsobserver.com to find the ideal time to go, plus other details. And finally, in sports, today is the ACC Media Day, and the unofficial campaign for UNC Sam Howell for the Heisman Trophy is in full swing. But don't expect any gimmicks or massive publicity campaign. Howell and Coach Mack Brown want it that way, preferring to let his performance on the field speak to why he should win. Brown said any award would be a team award, with Howell's success reflecting the team's success. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.